Well. The Chicago Health Department of Public Health warns that there is an outbreak cover-up of measles in where else but migrant camps, of course.
Marathon thoughts, politics, culture, religion. What is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Of course, they would cover it up because they want the migrants to pour on in. How else are they going to win in November? How else? They're losing the black vote and the Hispanic vote. Well, as to rephrase, they're losing the legal Hispanics vote. So why would they want to stop the flow of the migrants coming in? Chicago Health Department warns of public measles exposure. City accused of TB cover-up in migrant shelters. I'm going to call it an immigration takeover shelter because that's what they are. The Chicago Department of Public Health, that's CDPH, is urging locals who were on certain buses or visited certain public locations at specific dates and times in March to be sure their measles, mumps, rubella, that's MMR vaccines are up to date. You know, this is the thing that it angers me because the mumps, I mean, in the 80s when I was growing up, yes, we had the mumps who was a thing in the US, but because of the vaccine for the mumps and the measles, they disappeared. And people rarely, I've never heard of anyone modern day getting the mumps. If you've gotten the mumps, I'd like to know, let me know in the comments, because it was almost non-existent in the US. But all of a sudden, they just let anyone come in over the border. And guess what's on the rise? You got measles, mumps, and rubella. Wow, how shocking, shocking, shocking turn of events, isn't it? According to CDPH, measles down, what's this? Measles dashboard, which is updated daily, the CDPH and partners have identified the following exposure locations in public settings for which a list of exposed people cannot be obtained. The list include CTA bus number 8, PACE bus number 379, the CTA Orange Line, the Cook County Health Professional Building, the Iglesia, I can't pronounce this in Spanish, a church, Fundamental Church, and a Walmart Supercenter. Shocking. Isn't this shocking that these things are coming back? Because voila, you let anyone in because you want the vote. Again, you want the vote for these people because you're losing the black vote, you're losing the legal Hispanic vote, so you're even losing some women votes as well, as far as I can see. So therefore, you let anyone come in, whether they'd be of legal age where they can be, join a militia against the US, the United States of America, and overtake us. So anyway, let's continue here. If you or your child have not received your measles vaccinations, you are at higher risk of being infected with measles, and you should monitor yourself for 21 days after exposure. CDPH warns children under 5 years old, people with compromised immune systems, and pregnant people are at higher risk for severe disease and complications from the measles. According to the dashboard's latest figures, there have been 56 cases of measles in the Windy City. I call it the Dirty City this year, with three. I remember, stop myself there, when I worked for a company and I had to go away for training for 2 weeks at a time, and I ended up in the Windy City. We were housed in outside the city, but curious us wanted to go out after classes to venture out. We ended up going into Chinatown, and the subway was just, I can't say what Trump would call it, I'll say a crap hole. It was a crap hole. It just smelled, it reeks of pee everywhere. It was filthy and dirty. You had this, I can't tell if he was a bum. Well, he couldn't be a bum. He could have been a bum, but I don't think so, because he was trying to sell us marijuana on the train. It was just insane. He wasn't pleasant about it too. He was like kind of demanding, here, take the pot. Have a pot here, a pot here, everywhere, a pot here, here you go. So anyway, it's a crap hole, as Trump would call it. And it's even more of a crap hole that you have these illegal immigrants just able to run nilly-willy everywhere. But anyway, let's get back to this. The Windy City this year, with three of them being reported during the week of March 31st to April 6th. As BizPack Review reported, a good many of those cases have been traced back. Dun, 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 dun. Stick with me, people. Migrant shelters in Pelson, of course, a migrant center. Meanwhile, the CDPH has also announced a small number of tuberculosis cases and have been reported at a few different, again, shelters for illegal immigrants. I'm not going to call them migrants because they're not migrating, they're illegal immigrants, according to the Fox News Digital. CDPH is aware of a smaller number of cases of tuberculosis among new arrivals in a few different shelters over the course of the response, that the health agency said in a statement to Fox 32. The health body said 10% to 20% of Central and Southern American residents have a latent tuberculosis infection. Yet we let them come on in. Dun, 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 dun. Come on down. The price is free. You get a credit card, you get a debit card, you get a free house, a free hotel. Take it all. Which is just stupid, in my opinion. However, the result in a positive tuberculosis test, according to the CDPH. The TB, that's tuberculosis, is not a novel or rarely seen illness in Chicago. Chicago, get out of there if you care. As the Chicago Department of Public Health Department typically say, expect to see between 100 to 150 cases of tuberculosis in Chicago residents in an average year, according to the CDPH statement. We will continue to offer treatment to individuals as necessary, as take the proper precaution to eliminate the spread. Well, here's a way to eliminate the spread. Don't let them in. How about them apples? How about them? And speaking of apples, if anyone has a farm or you have apples on your property, please let me know, how in the world do you get them to bear fruit? I know they're not, you can't have one, or there's no self-fertilizing apple trees. So how do I get them? What mix of apple trees do I need? Because I love apples. I have peach trees in my backyard and they grow fine, but they were self-fertilizing, and I have no problem with that. But anyway, I'm straying off course. Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez says, the tuberculosis outbreak could have been prevented. No, really? How so, Lopez? Tell us, please. Well, this is a crisis we could have avoided, just like with the measles, if we had simply instituted the American standard of vaccine upon all migrants being shipped to the city of Chicago. Well, I disagree. How about not letting them in? What is this? Where's my headphones? Let's see what this is. Give me a second here. Let's see what this is all about. Let's see. Okay, let's see what this is.
So Chicago health officials confirming a, quote, small number of tuberculosis cases in migrant shelters across the city. But they're not saying how many. This comes after 56 known measles cases are reported in the Windy City. Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez has warned about this issue for months, and he joins us now. So Raymond, you warned them that this was going to happen.
All right, we already read Raymond's quote on this, and I disagree with him. I would argue, don't let the bastards in. How about that? Many of these individuals come with children. Okay, we're not going to read his quote. We shouldn't let them in, period. That's the bottom line. Don't let them in. And I'd like to know what you think of this. Let me know. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. If you are an artist and you are looking for beats, by all means, if you have IG, just go to REHDOGG Beats with an S, and you can go to the website there, or even raydog.com. You can go there. Got all sorts of beats, not just for raps, because I make more than rap beats. I make all kinds of pretty cool beats, from rap to classical to rock, you name it, R&B, blues. Like the Bidenomic Blues song is pretty popular. So anyway, just go on and help support the channel that way. And also share, leave a like, share, and subscribe. It's just insane what's going on with these illegals. Again, this is their way of saying, hey man, if you have trouble deciding whether you want to vote for me or Trump, then you ain't black. And because you ain't black, we're going to not take you back. And we're going to get the illegals to come in. And that's whack.
Random thoughts. Politics.